She had run on down to the man's house.
Do you have a back stoop?
Huh?
Do you have any sort of back stoop or anything like that? You know what a stoop is, or you know?
That's a thing you walk up in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had steps up there, stoops. There was two rooms back there, and one in the back, the far one from the house, was the commissary. Back in those days, we furnished the tenants with their food. And we, every Saturday, every week, every other week, they'd come up and get their meal and flour and tobacco and so many pounds of meat and stuff. And we had this, the storeroom back there. That's what that was called.
That's interesting. I was going to ask you, what did you call that place where you kept your canned goods and that sort of thing? You know, canned goods.
Well, we kept those in the closet, in the house, in the dining room and around. Wasn't that right, wife?
Yeah, it was in the kitchen.
Yeah. I've canned many a can of peaches. When you sorted them, in the old days we had a regular canner that was made and sold that you cooked them in.
When you sorted them, what
are
you talking about?
Sorted them with a solder knife.
Soldered what?
The lids on them after you put the peaches and things in to cook them.
Oh, I see.
You put them in this canner and exhaust them, cook them a little while, and then these lids, you'd solder the rim around there, solder the top, and then there was a little hole right, exhaust hole right in the middle of it, thing, and you'd exhaust them, get all that out, then you'd take the solder down and put a drop of solder in each one of those little holes and solder those holes up, make them airtight. And you can most anything that way.
Well,
and we didn't have, I can remember when we didn't have ice. It was just almost impossible to get ice. They didn't even have it in towns to mount anything. But after they got the railroad in here, we'd get it shipped in by the ton, and somebody along the route would haul the ice and deliver it to each one of the customers, you know. And
we
kept it in old sawdust, in big boxes of sawdust. We didn't even, all of us had refrigerators. Finally got the ice refrigerators, and later on, but you know, back in the country, it was up in the 40s before we ever had an electric refrigerator, because we didn't have electricity. They were having them, you know.
Yes,
but we didn't have the the stuff to run them. And they did. Before we got electricity, they came out with the Electrolux, a refrigerator that you cool by burning kerosene lamp under some kind of chemical for a certain length of time each day. But some of them, I believe they make those things today as far as that's concerned, and I think they're pretty successful. But back then, they wasn't very